Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Bald and the Beautiful podcast. My name is Melissa.
Hello.
I'm Kevin.
I'm Angel.
I'm Marcus.
Let's do a guilty pleasure confessions.
Okay.
I will tell you what I've indulged in this week because I'm excited.
Let Kev go first.
I will tell you what. Right. He started doodling in his hand again. Is that? Yeah.
Wait, no, that was one time. It was farting, not doodling.
I have been indulging in Christian Walker's TikTok. He is the son of Herschel Walker.
Oh, so he's the gay boy.
Correct.
Yes.
And so he is telling his whole life story in parts a la Risa Tisa. Freaking fantastic.
Okay.
He's not as good of a storyteller because he kind of spoils where he's going at the top of every episode. Mm-hmm. But hearing his life story, how crazy his daddy was, according to him. All right. Uh-huh. According to him, his dad was cheating and all the exes was all up and through his life. And it was one of the women that was the mistress on the day he was born decided to tell his mom. So they had this meeting on the day he came home from the hospital.
Wow.
And she told, you know, the wife and like confessed all, basically, and all these other women in his life and all of these characters and all this, that, and the third. And I've been locked in.
So the mama had just, wait a minute, the mama had just had the baby.
Correct. Just brought him home that day.
And she came to the other mistress came to the house.
And she said, we need to talk. And then they marched into the living room or whatever. And that's when they spilled the tea. But the dad, Herschel, had been cheating on the mom unbeknownst to her for years. Oh, he had an older sister he ain't know about. Oh, then he lied about some other kids. And then, of course, the abortions we all know because he was a pro-life. He was a Republican and paying for abortions and sleeping with all these women.
Your political stance doesn't have to be how you are in real life.
Well, and that's what you learn. That's what
let
you
me
learn.
Tell you what's funny, y'all. We came. I came on the show last night, and Melissa had the TV on, right? And had it paused on the TV show she was watching, covered up in the blanket, sure watching was. TikTok like it was her show. She said, "I'm watching my Christian Walker."
The only thing I don't like about him, he only releases like one or two episodes
she
a day.
Might as well have Christian Walker.
More than that,
and she was watching it like TV. She said, "He's not that good of a storyteller, but it's kind of interesting."
No, he is because he comes on very exciting. He's like, my dad's mistress, Martha, she's iconic.
He going hard in the storytelling.
I said, well, tell me about Martha.
A lot of people are doing their attempt at Risa Tisa.
Well, one, because TikTok is paying out better if you're doing longer form content.
Yes.
And so storytelling is an easy way to get that videos to be longer.
They're like, let me tell you how I was messed up in life. TikTok, give me some money. The brand deals. I want everything Risa got.
Yeah. So he's great. If you haven't, his name is Christian Walker on the TikTok. He, as of last night, he only put out 12 parts, but I feel like he's been doing this for like the past like 4 or 5 days. And I'm just kind of like, Christian, I don't know what you're doing every day, but I need you to stop doing that. Yeah. Sit in your car for 3 hours and just let's bang it out.
And everybody wants to do it in the car. I want the scenery to change.
Yeah.
Everybody is doing.
The car is a good acoustically.
I mean,
I did a lot of videos in my car for that reason only.
It's not echoey.
It's not echoey. You can't hear
that. I used to be on. I used to do car videos.
What's the thing? We all did it.
Periscope.
Thank you.
Periscope.
My platform was built. Not me in that car.
Periscope. I wish I wouldn't
have. I did it like for 2 years. I went live every day for 30, 45 minutes. A lot of people who was in the stage crew was on them.
From there.
Yeah, I was on my Periscope.
I did, strong.
Periscope. I did it for a very long time and then was just like, okay, let me go back to Instagram.
I didn't even have Instagram either.
Yeah.
Once they folded it into Twitter, something happened to it.
Yeah, I think that's when I stopped.
Yeah.
I was just like, I don't understand.
Yeah.
Don't understand. What's your guilty pleasure?
Go for it.
My guilty pleasure. You know what? I like to do, when I'm busy doing stuff, I like to have background noise on.
Uh-huh.
Or by the end of the day, I want to wind down. Similar to what you do, except I be watching, I like to watch reruns. So if it ain't Martin, it's King of Queens and Everybody Loves Raymond.
This is his
show. What I will do.
Folks love, everybody loves, yeah. Only Hold people up. Love that show.
It's funny, but what I do is I'll be busy doing something. It's usually on TV land. I'll put it on. Pause
you old. Uh-huh. You shouldn't have said TV Land.
Yes,
what, TV Land?
You shouldn't have said TV Land. That's real old.
What else is it on?
I don't know. Just leave that detail out.
The TV Land is like, here go
old. That's Nick at Night level.
All right, but it's on there. Hey, if Martin was on TV Land, y'all niggas be over watching. I'll pause it, go do what I'm doing, so that way I can fast forward past commercials. So I have it paused for like hours. I'll leave the house, go do something, come back,
Wait, this is a hack. Say it again, so I understand. I feel like you're giving a hack, but I need you to say it clear.
So our regular TV is YouTube.
Okay.
YouTube TV.
I can't wait to explain how old he is. Go ahead.
Okay.
It's like regular, it's regular TV channels.
Okay.
So I go on there, I watch the games, like the NBA games or whatever. But before that, you know, I'm just busy doing stuff. So I'll pause it on King and Queens, Everybody Loves Raymond. Sure. I'll just go do whatever I got to do. And by the time I come back, I can just watch the show, fast forward past the commercials.
Do you know what you could do that would be easier?
What?
Just press record, and they'll record all of those shows.
Nah, I ain't doing all
he
that.
He got a whole setup, Angel. Nah. Let that man do all he
wants. I will press record.
Play the episodes when he's
on. No, he don't want to do it like that.
Because I'm not that invested into it.
I like to press pause and come back.
Go on, do what I'm doing. Ain't nobody in the house going to mess with the TV.
You don't know. I'm going to do it
gone.
Every time.
You gone. Kids is gone.
I'm going to come back. I'm going to fly back in.
I'm
going to
start throwing away every roach-looking eyelash I find on the ground.
Don't okay, that was violent.
No.
that was a little bit violent.
Really personal? Yeah. I'm just giving
eyelashes are very expensive.
That's a guilty pleasure.
I've been a couple times. I've done seen. It's never a pair. It's just one.
Because it's always one that get
it's
away.
It's just one.
It's always just one that get away.
On the floor of the car.
There's one in my cup holder in the car. It got attached to something as I was coming out.
Because the glue, the glue sticking to stuff.
Angel's best friend came out here. We had one in the driveway.
She dropped it. Erica did. Erica did that.
A lash?
It survived the rain.
It did.
It survived the wind.
That's a good lash.
Yeah.
Can you step
cars driving past it. I said, why is this lash?
And
why
did he lift it at night?
I thought it was her. She said, Erica dropped it.
And I walked.
They will be right there. If you don't pick them up.
They ain't going nowhere.
No, they
won't stay on your eye, but they will stay on that.
Yeah, they hold on to God's unchanging hand. Okay?
They do.
During the pandemic, one was on our washing machine for a minute. I was doing a little series of eyelashes.
You should have given back to me because sometimes eyelashes can get very expensive.
You. They said pause and ears recording, Angel.
Not if you change the channel.
Ain't nobody changing the channel.
I'm going to come and change
Marcus,
it.
Marcus, you can set up the way you want.
Yeah.
Or you could buy a DVD player and program to put it on there.
Oh, I posted it.
Did you hear about this?
No.
Angel's mom went to London. She told us on the podcast. Went to London, bought her a DVD player, the old school one, and bought, Murder, She Wrote?
Seasons 1 through 12.
Murder, She Wrote, and then try to put Bluetooth headphones with them.
Victory told me I changed the Bluetooth. I said, that's not going to work with this.
Angel ain't going to go on that.
She was proud of how light the DVD player was. She said, Marcus, feel how light it is. And I pick it up, and I said, yeah, it's light, but it's enormous. I said, Styrofoam is light, but it can be the size of his couch I'm sitting on.
It's hilarious to me.
But what was funny about it is on the side, you know how everything has a button to turn off and on?
Yeah.
It had a switch.
Oh my
off
God.
Off and on switch.
It worked.
And the then funny all, thing the, is all the things that you could plug into the side of it, it had every option available to me.
HDMI.
There was a time when that was the thing to have.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
I never even had enough money to have one. I was magazines and books on the plane. Mm-hmm. I wanted a DVD. Because you remember on the plane, it was we choosing this movie. There's three TVs.
Yeah. Right.
Every 15 seats or so. Plug this in and shut your mouth.
Yeah.
The fact of the matter is that my mother was flying first. We flew them first class.
That's what I was going to ask. Did they not have TVs on there?
No, we flew them first class.
She had TV on the international flight.
100%.
But they don't have Murder, She Wrote on there, do they?
Probably
but that's
not.
True.
Okay, then hush.
It doesn't stream on some?
Yes, it does. It actually.
The main reason I have a tablet. It's to download movies and I can.
It wasn't on
all
Prime.
I have before.
Is the problem? She looked on Prime first, and Prime was it didn't have all of the seasons.
The screen.
But she could buy the. Yeah, you could turn like it. Well, if you could turn the
when's
screen.
When's the last time you
day?
Pressed a button and something opened? When I did that, I said, "Oh, the nostalgia." It said,
"She was
said,
like,
oh,
put
yeah.
it, she said, put the DVD in there and press play and see." And it played. It played loud. I was like,
"You hear that? You hear that? That upload?"
First of all, that sound is durability, though. Because these devices, I dropped my phone just yesterday. broke.
Oh, mine is the same way.
Your mom could drop that DVD player from that.
If it makes that sound, that's good bonage. That's good bonage.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. As you guys know, we're huge advocates of therapy over here. Kevin and I actually have marriage therapy every single Monday without fail. It's a great opportunity to not only discuss problems or issues that we have that maybe we have a hard time fleshing out, but it's also the unspoken part of therapy, a great time to acknowledge how far you have come. We recently had a therapy session and we were talking about some things and our therapist literally stopped us and was like, you guys handled that really well. I'm like super proud of you guys. You guys should like give yourself a round of applause. And it was like, oh my God, we have. And sometimes I think we only think about therapy in terms of like our issues and we bring our problems, but it's also a great way to celebrate and recognize how far you've come. And sometimes it's hard for you to do that in real time and like to recognize your progress, but to have an outside person do that for you is like really great as well. In addition, obviously, to helping you with issues or other things that you may be going through as well, right? So we have definitely benefited from therapy. Again, we do it every single week. We recommend if you are a married couple or in any serious relationship to do therapy on a weekly basis. You do not and you should not wait until you are in dire straits. You should arm yourself with the tools today so that way when a conflict arises, you already have them in your back pocket and they'll help you, you know, go through those issues and those problems a lot faster. All right. So find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Like I said, we do therapy every Monday, and my son actually has soccer during that time, so we're not able to be together. But because everything is online, I'm able to do it, or Kev, whoever takes Joe to soccer practice in the car while we're at soccer practice and while the other person is at home, and it's no problem. We do not have to match up our schedules to be at the same place at the same time, which is super, super convenient and sometimes necessary. The reality is you're busy, I'm busy, and you kind of need that flexibility. All you're going to do is fill out a questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. And that is an important process. You shouldn't be intimidated about the process of finding a therapist. You just need someone who gets you, you get them, you jive with them, you gel with them, and it just makes sense because you don't want a therapist that you don't gel with because it's just going to make things really, really hard for you. Okay. And so you shouldn't be ashamed. If it didn't work, it didn't work. And BetterHelp will help you break up with your therapist and you don't have to worry about it. So this is what I need you to do. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/TBTB today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/TBTB. Thank you so much to BetterHelp for sponsoring today's episode.
Go ahead. What's your guilty?
Ooh, I don't know. I don't know what my guilty pleasure is. I feel like I've been doing so much, I ain't got to have no pleasure.
Your weed tea?
No, that's not a guilty pleasure right now.
Cigars because you don't smoke?
It's not cigars, Negro. What's my guilty pleasure right now? Well, for a while there was blow drying my hair because y'all know I don't ever get to see my hair straight.
Okay.
So, but I was so afraid that my curls weren't going to come back this morning. My hair was so straight this morning after I washed it. I said, oh no.
But it's curled up now.
Yes, thank God. It happened finally in the middle of, here's the thing. It finally got to its curls. I was like, oh, I was so worried. It was nice to have my hair straight for a little bit.
Did you enjoy it?
I did. But then I sweated out within a couple of minutes. The inside of my hair was so curly and / nappy. I was like, why can't I have fun too?
But it did what needed to be done during the what is it called?
NAACP.
I wanted to say NDA weekend so bad.
I thought you were trying to say enduro.
In the non-disclosure.
Yes, I wanted agreement. To say NDA weekend was so good.
Yes, yes. Okay.
All right, this is 40 years of hugs in hindsight.
Yes.
I think that title is so cute. I'm so sorry. I'm going to pause every single time I say it because I just think we should
precious.
Just. Yeah, that I feel like it is precious.
People are going to be so angry when this ends. They're going to be like, 40 years of hugs in hindsight, Melissa, and we only get 3 months of it.
Yeah, I'm so sorry. Hopefully. But y'all sent some good questions. So which transition was harder for you in terms of kids, going from 0 to 1, 1 to 2? You could change your numbers.
1 to 3.
Or, yeah. Or 3 to 4.
0 to 1.
Right?
0 to 1. Mm. It's like, it's the change of having to be responsible for someone, like, solely. and when I say solely, I'm, you know, about both mm-hmm. of us, is unlike no other. It's like real, real. I think we understand what it means to be parents, but then when they let you go home, it's yeah. like, y'all for real, ain't nobody coming to get this child yeah. from me, and ain't y'all no, are trusting me to do right by this child.
Ain't no nurse going to come in here and check.
Yeah, that blew my, that was a little bit like, are y'all for real though?
Yeah, Kev always talks about how the much training you get, like we worked at, or I worked at KFC, he worked at Burger King, how to work the fire, how to work the cash register, the understanding of, I worked at KFC, so Harmon, you get all of this training. When you have a baby, they just be like, girl, go figure it out.
Yeah.
It's like mind blowing.
But at the same time, you know, we, I think they're, I think because communally, if we go way, way back, it was something that we witnessed up close. Like, I mean, granted, you are the oldest of your siblings, but if you had any older cousins or aunts that had kids like at mm-hmm. later in life, you would have seen motherhood in action to mm-hmm. the point like you wouldn't need necessarily to be trained in it because you've done it for so long. But we are in a different time in the 2000s. We not as like communal as we used to be to where mm-hmm. we see all this stuff all the time. So we do feel like y'all ain't going to give me no manual.
None.
You just. None. Was it was one
nah,
to three?
Nah, for
or
me,
one
it was from going from one to three.
From
Because I.
And you're instantly outnumbered.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's always more. It's always helpful to have more adults than kids. But going from one to three. I relatively wasn't as a responsible father with having one as I had to be with the having three, you know, mm-hmm. having the twins, because I was new to it, same as Angel. So I was just out here like, all right, yeah, we got a kid, but I was still carrying on the way I normally did. Right. Then I realized when she was like, hey, I need help. I was like, that's when it was the reality of, yeah. oh, crap, I need to step in for real, for real. Like, yeah. I didn't know I was slacking off in these departments. Mm-hmm. So once I realized that, I was like, yeah, this is.
Mm-hmm. It's real.
It's a lot.
The other thing I think that is also so scary is you guys both watch the Nickelodeon doc On the Set, Quiet on Set, whatever it's called.
I haven't watched it because nah, I'm like.
We talked about it last week. Actually.
Okay, so you know enough.
Yeah.
I think the fear of like having this child that you have to protect.
Yes.
It's also, even to this day, you know, Isaiah and Joe are 17 and 15, and I still feel this, like, I don't know, this stress to protect. Like, even mm-hmm. in that, the documentary when we Drake's father mm-hmm. Was talking about, you know, he just knew, and I was like, literally, like, would I have known? What would I have done? If I was, you know, Drake's girlfriend's mom, what would I have done there? Like, yeah. It's clearly a fictitious scenario I'm putting myself in, yeah, but I was like literally stressing myself mm-hmm. about like, if I was in this position, what would I have done? That's also like a strain of having 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 kids. That's just a stress that you have.
Oh yeah, I had a full-blown panic attack when Marcus took his trip to Washington DC last year, to the point that my therapist had to give me like multiple tools so that I wouldn't work myself up into a tizzy. Like that, like I couldn't get no sleep. I was just like, oh, what happens if the plane and the da da da. And this was just while he was traveling on the plane through the night. Mm-hmm. When he got to DC, I was fine, but there was like this overwhelming, like, what are you going to do? You can't do anything. Now, this trip to London, I was like, okay, if my mama's there, then I know my mama loves him as much as I love him. So he has a mom like figure, but just the thought of me not being in the space with them if something goes wrong literally can paralyze me with fear mm-hmm. that I'm just like, I would have never happened had I not decided to have kids. I would not be this bad. I'd yeah. be like, everybody be fine.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Me, I not as bad, but I go through that whether it's the kids or Angel. Mm-hmm. Like traveling without me, even Angel go across town without me, I don't like it. Mm. Them even going to school, like stuff. Not, I don't think of the worst, but scenarios go through my head. Like, how quick can I get to my kids? Mm-hmm. If there's something happens, how quick can I get to them? If it's the, you know, the worst comes to worst, am I going to have to fight police to get on campus? Like, because yeah. I'm going to get to my children.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I understand the fear. I think it's got to be, hopefully it's a common fear, because parents can't just be out here.
No.
Whatever.
Well, I mean, Drake's mama clearly didn't have no fears, but
yeah, on that one, like I said, I haven't seen that, but I couldn't imagine. Oh, that's one thing we talked about when they were saying that he I guess the dad was telling him, like, I'm just wanted to protect you, and luckily he didn't get to you. And he was like, actually, he did. Mm-hmm. As a parent, that's your only, at least speaking as a father, that's your only priority, is making sure you keep your children safe. To find out you failed, I don't care how much time it passed, I'm going to end up doing something to that man. Yeah.
You said, and can you imagine the, like, self-blame?
Oh, and guilt that you would feel.
Oh, I'm like emotional thinking about it. Again, this like hypothetical situation has torn me up for the last 2 or 3 days, because I'm like, oh, you know, like, yeah, what would I do?
Yeah.
Marcus, I have kids of his own. I'm finding that man.
Like, he's like,
that's it. That's all I'm going
to
jail.
I've been to therapy. Oh, no, I've worked through it. He's like, I have it.
I have it.
One of my.
Y'all come visit me.
Well, I'm trying to debate how I want to tell the story. I'm going to remove myself. So someone I know. Yes, correct. Someone I know was in a like situation. They were on the phone with me, and they were and someone else, and they were in a situation across the country, and it was like rumbling going on in the background, like all this stuff. All of a sudden, the phone hung up. I immediately was like, "Well, now I have to jump on a plane
because
right, I need to go out." But what was scarier is their parent was closer, and got in a car to head to them. Mm-hmm. And I said, this might be the last time we see this person.
Right.
Because they might kill somebody and go to jail today. And that type of like action that you feel inside of like, oh, I'm about to ruin my life because someone thought that they could try my child.
Absolutely.
Oh, and yeah.
We fully removed our child from a school just because I was like, see, the influence around you, I don't have enough control over. So you got to come up out of there because I feel like I can't protect you from this.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to be okay.
Yeah.
I'm just not going to be okay.
Yeah.
And I think that's why, of course, other kids don't know this, but adults need to know that you need to understand that you are possibly dealing with a child who has a parent who's willing to throw their life away to protect their child.
Because
I am more than willing.
Yeah.
He's like,
well, you know, okay. All the time. Give me double the time. It's fine.
Yeah, it's all fine because it was all worth it.
Yeah,
it was all worth it. It's fine. It's fine. My child knows that I love them. And
let's set the example. Yeah. It won't happen again.
Yeah. Yeah. So sometimes as much as I love my kids, I'm like, am I mentally or emotionally strong enough to deal with I can't imagine how you all are going to feel. Luckily and unluckily, your baby is only going up the street around the corner.
Oh man. It's a better, worse position for me. I am strongly believe that your children should leave home. I think that they, especially like for us, we have a safety net for which our child will not go below. You have a safety net. So I have like 3 rules for my kids, like leave the house. And it's like, don't do nothing illegal. Don't die. Don't get nobody pregnant. Mm-hmm. Anything else I can fix. Yeah. Literally.
You said I got everything else.
Everything else I can fix. But go out and live your life. Find a new set of friends. Understand where you stand in religion. Understand where you stand with politics. Find how you're going to navigate life. Be a responsible adult. Be accountable. Find a job. Hate a job and still have to go. Do all of the things because this is your time to do it and you have a safety net.
Yeah.
A lot of times people don't have, you're forced to leave the house because your mom and your daddy can't afford you and you don't have that safety net. You have to figure it out. I'm like, go to college because this is adulthood on training wheels.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We're going to be here. So go out, live your life. Like I feel very, very strongly about that. Mm-hmm. The fact that Isaiah is not leaving and he's just going up the street, I'm like, well, now you have to stay home. It kind of flipped for me. I'm just like, I don't understand why you think you have to have an apartment. If you're going to stay here, stay here.
This is a planet.
Yeah.
Gravitational pull. Either you gone or you not.
Correct. And that's truly how I feel. Yeah. Leave and go like be an adult and figure it out and know that we're a safety net, or keep you behind in that room so I can make sure you get up in the morning and you go to school. And I am going to force you to get a job because you shouldn't work for us. I need you to be accountable to somebody else. Mm-hmm. Like, I need you to go do that, but I need to know that you're doing it. So stay here.
Now, if he would have went away, how do you think you would have dealt with that of him being like thousands of miles away from
you? I would have been. So there's always 2 sides of me, right? Uh-huh. So I would have been so happy to like, how'd your day go? What was that? Did you get friends? How was your professor? Did you do this? Make sure you do this. How can I see your, like, I would have been very much into that. And then like crying as things are happening, sad that I'm not there. But again, I feel stronger that my kids should our kids are coddled.
Yeah.
Our kids are coddled. Mm-hmm. They are raised in a nest that is so much more protected than the nest that I was raised in. And I lived in a pretty like conservative, protective nest. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, I'm raising men. Like, go out and be a man. Mm-hmm. Figure it out. Don't get with no woman that's going to be like, going back to your mama. No, he's not. He can figure it out. Okay. Like, I want that for my boys so bad. So that side of me is like, go. Uh-huh. And no, you're always welcome home. You'll never be without. There's just a floor. Mm-hmm. And I feel secure in my floor that I'm like, go out.
Uh-huh. Yeah. That's how my parents was. I was eager to leave the house. That was like a decision I made. Like, I need to get out. I always knew that safety net was there, even though they never said it.
Yeah.
I always knew I could mm-hmm. go back to them. But that was one of those where it's like, what you mean you going to get a place with your friends? It's like, I mean, yeah, I need like... Why am I going to stay here? Like, and now they think back, I'm like, you dumbass.
I don't like that.
You should have stayed another year or two.
Yes. Women, did they say that to you? What you mean? Or no?
No, they were just curious. They were just shocked that I was trying to, well, they wasn't shocked, but they was just like, why are you moving out? Why are you so quick to move out?
That's how
and
I feel.
I should have kept my ass there. Yeah. You were like, back,
cause
I
want
like,
to be loud, sexing in my own place. Yeah. Hilarious. Your daddy knew why. Well, everybody left me, so I didn't have to. Everybody left me.
Hey, Kyle, you still there?
Yes.
Mm. All right.
I went to college. My mother moved from the state of Kentucky, like within 3 days of me moving into my dorm.
She said, I'm outside. Yeah, the last one's done.
I'm gone. My sister was, my sister Melissa had her own place, but she was in law school. Daisy was there, but she had her own place. But I didn't have, a place to call home. I truly was like, oh. So me moving to California, while it was a big step, it wasn't that big. I was like, everybody else be going wherever the hell they want to go. Why am I worried about it? I don't know if I'm going to be able to, I don't think I'm going to do very well with Marcus leaving. I'm going to encourage it. But I think the helicopter mom in me is only going to get worse. And I'm going to be flying out to that school all the time. Mm-hmm. Any event that seems like as though mama's here. What also makes it crazy is that, let's see, that just took the thought. Oh, Marcus doesn't mind it. My son does not mind my presence in his space. So that only encourages the foolery. Yes. When I show up to his school and he spots me, he runs towards me to give me a hug. Well, sir, then guess who's not going anywhere?
Yeah. I'll be here every day.
Yeah. As much as he don't mind us being around, he's also very independent.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So that's a plus. I don't know how these other three going to fare out, but him, this is like, if we told him, well, you got to go to school in New York, he'd be like, all right. He wouldn't care one way or the other.
We thought that was Joe, but it's not. Although Joe, you guys know I had this big plan for Isaiah, my niece, to go to NCAT. And then 2 years later, Joe was going to go. And then a year later, my nephew was going to go. And so I had this big plan that they were all going to be at the same school for like a year. That all four of them would be there together. Isaiah is not going. He's done. And so I was asking Joe last night, like, you know, what's your plan? You still want to go to NCAT? He was like, yeah, I still want to go. I said, what if Mariah drops out because she's 2 years older? That's my niece. And he was like, oh, that might change things. So now I got to call literally on one of the things on my to-do list, to call Mariah and ask her, so what's your plans? I need to understand. What your plans are. She's the sweetest. When I tell you, nothing brings me greater joy than all of our kids getting together. Mm-hmm. The cousins, they call themselves the cousins. Oh, my God. It just warms my soul. It just makes me so happy to see them all together. They were all together when we were in Atlanta. And I'm like, literally, you guys don't want to go to the same school?
He's still trying to get to that. Like,
I told Isaiah, isn't this fun? Like, you're with your cousins. You guys can get your own place.
Isaiah's like, mama.
And he's literally like, you got to stop talking to me about this. I'm literally not going anywhere. I do want my own place, but I'm literally not going anywhere.
How would it fare if he just moved like a couple hours, like San Diego?
He thought about it. Vegas. No, for real. We went to Vegas for one of Joe's games a couple weeks ago. Yeah. And he was like, UNLV, what if? I said,
let's talk.
No, I was upset.
Oh.
You want to go to UNLV and an HBCU was on the table.
Because he's like, that's just a little 45-minute flight to get back to y'all.
Get out of my face.
Yeah, he's thinking about the geological distance.
Yeah, he don't want to go too far from y'all. And unfortunately, we are not near any HBCU. Furthest west is like Oklahoma.
Yes. Yeah.
And then you might as well go to someplace better than Oklahoma.
Get out of my face. Talk about some UNLV. No, you're not going there.
That little Mariah, she came up to the table to speak. She was like, hi. And I was like, you graduating this year, right? And she's like, yeah. I said, you excited? She's like, mm-hmm. I said, where are you going to school? And she was like, A&T. My sorority sister who was beside me. Oh, no, not, it wasn't my sorority. It was Quinn. Quinn was like, wait. She going to college? She said, I thought you meant she was graduating eighth grade. That's how young that baby looked.
Oh, did she?
She looked like she might be going to high school.
Oh, bless her.
She's a little sweet little baby niece. She's just adorable. All the kids were born. My Jason's son, Mariah, and Isaiah were all born the same year. So when they were younger, I used to call them like the 3-year-olds, the 5-year-olds, the 6-year-olds. Oh, that's March, yeah, May, and then Isaiah's birthday in August. And I'm just like, don't you guys all want to go to school together? I don't understand this.
Yeah, my family's like, yeah, everybody's born in clusters.
Yes.
How y'all going to do all the graduations this year?
Well, we don't know. I kind of have a plan, but it's not fully fleshed out, to be completely honest.
Because somebody's not going to be out of school in time.
Well, the other thing is the vow renewal certainly thereafter. So if you are going to get married, I do not recommend having kids 2 years after you get married, because your 20th year anniversary and the kids' graduation
is at the same time.
That's real dumb.
Hey, you know how calculated you have to be thinking about that.
That's what I'm telling you now.
Look, for all y'all out there,
correct. Yeah. If you still got time to plan better than me. Plan better than me, because this is dumb.
Okay, so as you all can see, Persher, it's quality reality TV. Melissa,
oh,
I'm going to start with you.
Okay.
If you could come up with the perfect reality TV show, what would it be? First, would it be like more like communal, like a Real Housewives? Or do you prefer competition? I know you seem to love relationship based.
Yeah. Okay. So, because it was reality dating. No, reality dating or just reality TV show? Ask the question again.
If you could come up with a perfect reality TV show.
Okay. Just reality TV. Okay.
Yes.
So my favorite reality TV shows are the Netflix style, like reality competition shows. Those like social media, social media, or what do they call them? Social experiments.
Okay.
So it would be something like what the circle is, or something. What's the other one? The mole.
Do you know the circle?
Yeah.
I love those.
I don't fully understand what you're trying to do on the circle. Explain that so I can understand exactly what you're trying to get.
Okay, let me try to remember. You got a good explanation, Joshua? I see you thinking.
I'm thinking. I'm remembering how it
works. She said, "Wait a minute, Courtney knows. What is it?"
Did they?
Oh, Courtney's been trying to get cast in all the reality TV shows. Okay, the circle is a social media experiment.
Uh-huh. Yes.
That ain't the one I was thinking.
Okay.
You're trying to become the most popular, and you have challenges to become the influencer.
And you don't have to actually be the person you are.
And you don't have to actually be the person that you are. So if I think, oh, if I go on as Miss Kev on stage, people are going to target me and vote me out, I can decide to be someone else.
Okay.
And then I pretend to be that person through the activities.
Uh-huh.
And you vote people out based on like popularity. And then the person who wins money.
Okay.
So it's really great because Terlisha was on that show.
Right. I was about to say, well, I thought your friend was on
that. Yes. Terlisha was on the show. It's really great because you start to understand like social dynamics.
Mm-hmm.
It's also really great because there was one season where I think it was a guy who pretended to be a woman and there was like a makeup thing.
Uh-huh.
And he was immediately outed. It was very immediate, like, something's off. He was trying to make a cake. And it was like, if you're telling me you're this, how come you can't do that?
And so how do they shoot it and you not know it's the person?
So everyone has individual rooms and there's cameras in their rooms. And so they just will do like a 9-way screen so you can see what everyone's doing.
Right. But I'm saying if he's trying to make a cake, Can't they see his hands or a man's hands making
it? No. We, the audience, can see, but I can't see what's going on in your room. You would just show the final product.
Oh, and so then, you just take pictures
yes,
of the cake.
Yes. Okay. And then you're able to chat. So you make alliances. Like, oh, I think Marcus is not who he says it is. Angel, what do you think?
So did his profession...
Yes, so if I go on there...
Does that would like, yes, got him caught?
Yes.
Okay,
so
okay.
If I'm like, oh, you know, I'm a 50-year-old man and I'm an electrician, and there's a competition where it's like, you know, we're going to quiz you on the top five cars of 1993 or whatever, and it's like, you know, what was the top car? And I'm like, Honda Accord. And they're like, you know, Dodge Caravan. I don't know the answers. Yeah. And they would be like, why didn't he know that when he said he's a car expert?
Okay, yeah,
that don't make sense.
So how would you implement this into your perfect reality
show?
Okay,
so let me think about my perfect reality TV show would be something dating based. It would probably be love on stage virtual situation.
Okay.
Right? Where you would do those same not competition, but those dates that I had. Mm-hmm. But maybe it's like blind.
Oh.
So I don't get to actually know, almost like a Love is Blind, but maybe I wouldn't do quite Love is Blind. Or is it Love is Blind?
Yeah. Love in the Pods.
Yeah, Love in the Pods. Yeah. I don't know, something like that. I have to think about it a little bit more, but it would definitely be some sort of like reality based competition style virtual situation. I may actually just make it Love on Stage, to be honest. Because
she said I already created the perfect reality show.
Because no shade, no tea, Oprah has a show very similar to it on her network.
Oh,
it's like literally almost exactly the same. Right. Again, no shade, no tea.
Yeah. But, it's the first time we've seen something mimicked after somebody in our group.
That's true. But yeah.
Risha told me. I was like, they did what?
It'd be the exact same.
What would yours be?
I was sitting here trying to think. That's a good one because I feel like we giving out really good ideas for other people to do.
Sure.
No, we're going to produce
them. I was sitting here thinking, to no surprise, I'm sure, it would be something with people, like, let's say y'all even, like, dealing with something with working with your hands. Like, it would be something different every week, and it'd be like, okay, like, it'd be something like fixing shit.
Okay.
But it would be, you know, whatever we done, that's what somebody's getting. Like, we gonna go somewhere, we gonna have a master mechanic, and we gonna find a random car. Y'all gonna help us get this thing up and going. And that belongs to that person to give away.
It's almost like nailed it.
Yes.
Kind of like nailed it.
But are we supposed to be good or yes. No?
Y'all don't have to be. Y'all just learning. Y'all just helping us, or the master mechanic is telling y'all what to do to get this thing up and going.
So the intention is for it to actually
work.
Out.
Yes.
Okay,
actually
so it's not
nailed. Oh, it's not nailed it.
No, it's actually going to work. And it could go from a car to something in somebody's house to... anything.
I would love to be on the show.
Go over
if it was
like,
allowable to suck.
Yes.
Yeah, no, it can definitely suck if it does. We even go to somebody fixing computers. This is like, well, y'all gonna have to figure out this program. Here's the information. I'm just gonna kind of walk y'all through it and let y'all figure it out and just watch the chaos unfold.
And that's
it's almost like the cooking thing.
I literally just thought that's actually the show we should do.
The cooking thing?
She said.
But so like just fixing that shit.
Look, Josh is shaking his head. Okay, y'all, okay, go. Listen, y'all, petition. Now, he ain't gonna do it, but maybe we can.
No, he gonna want to do it after it comes out.
A competition cooking show, the way that we did the
muffins, the cinnamons,
cinnamon rolls is a freaking great idea.
Oh, yeah.
What was so good about that is it was just so random.
Yes.
Like, nothing was planned. It was just like, hell, she's got to do this. Let's help her.
Chaos unfolded. We could use, even though we don't have recipes, but we got friends with cookbooks. We could just be like, this is what we're making. All we get is the picture.
Yes. And now recreate it.
Yes. Yes.
The
yes.
Picture,
because
the
that's
picture,
the chaos.
And your ingredients is there. It's just like, bet.
Bet. My perfect reality TV show, I like communal reality TV shows. The only problem that I'm noticing is that because they've been happening for so long, the formula is too tight. Mm-hmm. And so it's just like expected. It's very much so just acted out, where I feel like the first few seasons of Real Housewives of Atlanta was like chef's kiss. Same thing with all the other ones, Orange County. So I would love something.
The auto shows that I like, it's all the same formulas. Like,
yeah,
they are very formulaic. I don't care about a fake deadline that you're trying to meet.
Yeah, so the ones that seem to actually do well are the ones where it's more so family based, because then that makes sense. It makes sense why you would still actually be like going out to eat with your sister, even though y'all just cussed each other out,
right?
Because y'all are like family. Mm-hmm. So I think what I would love is like a crime family drama, but they get immunity. But we get to see.
Oh, with Ashley's the going on?
Yeah, yeah, like the going on. So it's now feels more like it would be like Power, but the actual real life Power. And we're seeing all the stuff.
I would tune in.
Oh, my, wouldn't we?
Because that's dangerous.
It yeah.
is. Every week. Is you is or is you ain't going to die?
Right, right. Like that would be, I would love something where we get to really see the enterprise enterprising and find out how much Hollywood actually is glamorizing the, or how much is like, oh, so we,
yeah,
what was accurate on what was happening? That would be something like that, because these now reality TV shows is like, okay, we're going to take a trip.
For sure.
You got to call out this beef. This person's going to talk about your friend, and then you're going to call your friend and say, so such and such said this, this, and this.
For sure.
So it's just kind of like, y'all, yeah,
what other, what reality shows out there right now that aren't copying the same formula that's been done over and over? Most the only one I could think of was like maybe, I don't know what they were doing on there, Duck Dynasty back in the day.
It's because it's family.
Yeah,
even the Kardashians, they are, as much as they can be annoying, their reality TV show actually a lot of times is entertaining because it's family based.
New iteration.
But even it's very entertaining. What's it called? West Coast Choppers, Orange County Choppers, where they was building the motorcycles. It started off as one shop, then the son branched off, and then they started feuding and beefing. And it made for good, even though they still found a way to mix in the deadline. Yeah. Got to beat the deadline. Oh, it's always the deadline, and everything always comes out perfect. Like, that gets boring after a while.
Yeah, I agree. I think that's why Vanderpump Rules this last season. Everybody was so tuned in. Even I'd never heard the show a day in my life before last season. Mm-hmm. But it was because of the reality of he cheating on her with they been
the real thing.
Fiance in real life with her, and they was friends. Yeah. Oh, what's going to happen?
Yeah.
That type of real, you can't like storyline that out. Yeah. That's just real life.
That's why the Braxtons did so well.
The only problem I have with reality family style show, it be tearing up families.
It can't. This is really why I don't want it to be like marriages. You got to be blood related.
Yeah.
Because one thing a reality TV show is going to do is going to tear apart your marriage. They just.
100%.
They, you not. It's going. Even if y'all stay together, y'all not the same.
Correct.
And y'all got to like.
Rebuild.
Y'all got to try to hold on to each other harder. So like things
even
that are working.
Even if you go in with a plan, eventually.
Everybody get it. We got a plan until they get punched in the face.
Even Mary, their reality TV show was amazing. I missed not near an episode. Near an episode.
And then when that cheating scandal happened, it was like, we need to end this now.
They said, okay, people.
This is done.
But even, I didn't even need that. I loved the natural fun intention that was happening between Erica and Tina, with Tina being like, girl, I want to focus on my family. And Erica being like, I'm trying to be a superstar. And Google being like, y'all trying to get me to style y'all in the last 2 hours before.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's that I enjoy. Good, healthy falling out and figuring and coming out the back whole together. Thing yeah, versus. The stuff that you can't come back from. Yeah.
And you realize actually now how toxic it is with as many people that are leaving. Reality TV style Candy leaving.
Yeah.
What's her name? I heard Robin Dixon may be leaving.
Okay.
And what's the real cute girl from Potomac, brown skin with has the best fashion sense, married to that white dude.
Oh, she's a singer?
Yes. Candace. It is Candace. Okay. I love her. I think she has the cutest style. But anyway, love her in the way that I love people. You know, I don't really watch the show. I love her style.
They said no, Diddy.
Yeah, because, you know, I don't know her. Like, I don't want y'all coming at me. I don't really know. I just think she has cute style.
I'm just saying. Thank you,
no,
Diddy.
Yeah. I heard she's leaving the show, or maybe she made the announcement. Either way, you just realize it's like mentally.
Yeah, it's taxing. Because you have to sign up for the toxic situation.
And knowing it's good. We're not here for like rainbows and sunshine.
Right. No. Funny, like you can usually get away without being toxic if you are funny. If you can make people laugh, and a lot of them aren't. They're only funny or like worth watching when they're dragging somebody. And so if you can't figure out a way to be like, but don't chink, it's over for you.
That's why scripted reality shows are always the funniest.
They brought that in. Did you guys watch Traitors? That's another social competition reality show that's freaking fantastic.
I might try to give it a whirl this weekend. Well, for the last whatever amount of time we have of this actual show series, if you all know of any reality TV shows that fit the description of what we say we enjoy, recommend that.
You want to watch a reality TV show? Mm-hmm. I don't know if one coming out anytime soon, though.
I mean, all of the ones we've ever done have been reality. We've never done any. We tried to do Insecure. But I'm saying if there's a show that they find out, oh, my God.
We might like that.
Yes.
The audience recommended Traitors. It's good.
Okay, we'll give an episode a try and see what it'd be like.
Imagine Werewolf as a TV show.
Yes, y'all did. Yes, we need to do that. So,
thank you so much. Bye.